For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team wraps up the home portion of the regular season this week. We'll take on the Nanooks of Alaska, joined by Michael Bitzer, senior goalie out of Moorhead. Bits, you've continued to set records. Congratulations on a great career.
Thank you very much.
I know you're not big on numbers other than wins, but you're going to break an awful lot of records here. You already have, and you got some more in your sights. When you think about that, you think about all the great goalies that have played here. What have you done to kind of learn about some of the great guys that have played here before you?
Well, even just walking through the halls, you learn a lot. You know, looking at the, you know, all the All-Americans, all the murals, the guys that have played in the NHL, you notice there's been quite a few goaltenders, and, you know, it's we've had a good history here, and you just try not to, you know, disappoint, I guess.
In your mind, what's the best part of being a BSU Beaver?
Coming to the rink every day and being with the guys, you know. Enjoying all those moments, all the times in the locker room together, and, you know, just getting to spend, you know, 4 years with all your best buddies. And, you know, we've been able to do some special things here, and just creating all those memories with a close group of guys, that's the best part for sure.
What makes college so much even more special than juniors?
It's the 4 years. I said you're with your best buddies for 4 years, and you go from living in the dorms day one, you know nothing about each other, it's hot, and the AC doesn't work, so you learn pretty quick that, you know, you got to enjoy your buddies or else it's going to be a long time. So, I don't know, just those relationships and those all those moments you have together.
Fans know you as Michael Bitzer. I will never forget the first time I heard that that was not really your first name. We were coming back from that two-week trip to Alaska. We were sitting in the airport, and my jaw hit the floor. I don't exactly remember the whole part of the story, but how is it that you ended up being known as Michael?
Yeah, I actually go by Chance Bitzer. I go by my middle name, and my freshman year of high school, the roster for our high school hockey team just went first name, last name. I was too nervous to go ask anyone to change it, so it's been Michael ever since.
Assuming you want to continue playing, are you going to continue to be Michael?
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty confusing right away for my family. I think my grandma listened to my first high school game, and she asked me if there was another Bitzer on the team. Didn't even realize it was me, but I don't know. I think it's been 10 years now, so I think I'll just leave it as it is.
There's a chance, a fairly decent chance, that you could be hosting a first-round series here at the Sanford Center. What would another series here mean to you?
It'd be huge. You know, these fans here have been awesome for us, and, you know, they've supported us for 4 years now, and to give them another weekend, that's huge, and just that hometown support is unbelievable. So, you know, if we can do it for them and give us one more opportunity to play as well, that'd be something special.
All right, time for some off-the-wall stuff. Martin Brodeur, Patrick Waugh, Dominic Hasek, Terry Sawchuk, or somebody else? In your mind, who's the best goalie ever?
Yeah, to go with Brodeur. That guy just wins.
Goofiest teammate since you've been here?
Oh, I have to go with Jesse Wilkins.
Okay. You are roommates with the Fitzies. One of those three has to be the alpha male, or at least try. Who is it?
Well, Leo tries.
Who succeeds?
I don't know. It depends on the day. Sometimes one just gets on a roll and will take over the other three, but usually Leo's trying to be the top dog.
Okay. What do you like best about Bemidji?
To be honest, I love everything about it. I've, you know, it's close to home, and that was a big reason that I chose it, but I've fallen in love with it, and I like the outdoors, and, you know, I've started hunting and fishing quite a bit since I got here, and, you know, that's been an awesome experience, and love the rink, love the campus, and, you know, there's nothing I can complain about.
All right, or would you rather? Would you rather play goalie with an old school goalie mask or really, really old school no mask?
Oh, I'd almost say no mask, because then at least, like, I'm scared enough where I get out of the way. With the old school mask, if I take one, it's going to hurt, and there's no protection at all.
Best of luck.
Thank you.